Now I would like to respond to option one, written stimulus, which is a quote by Anais Nin. If you do not breathe through writing, if you do not cry out in writing or sing in writing, then don't write, because our culture has no use for it. Well, first of all, writing is a form of art, and art is an expression of feelings, or so-called self-expression, and it requires creativity and imagination. And for example, if a person is feeling sad, he might write something with a melancholic or a nostalgic message. And of course, to write something good, you have to get inspired. And of course, without inspiration, this writing won't have like your soul. And well, actually, a person may get inspired intentionally by listening to the favorite music, watching movies or some art videos, or even reading others' writings, just to take out something from the idea of an other author. But of course, without plagiarism. Well, I just had in my own experience in writing a philosophical short story. I just read a lot of multiple philosophical quotes by other people, and I just took out the main ideas from them and created my story. And of course,
does this mean that a writer may still find some other stories and some other ideas from other people inspirational, and he or she may still create something which is original?
Yes, I support this idea.
So the idea itself may not necessarily be original, but it is the way that the idea is communicated which is original, is it?
Yes, I think that there is a few of original ideas actually in those world. As I heard this fact that there are actually about 30 scenes in theater, and they are just repeated over and over in thousands of movies and in drama.
Shall we talk about inspiration and focus, which both may be particularly important for writers? You may probably have heard about Stephen King, an American writer who used to be a best-selling writer in the 1990s. So what he said was that he dragged himself to writing 10 pages daily, and then, out of all 10 pages, he might have chosen a couple that would be further developed. So, but the point is that he actually dragged himself to doing something, to writing something each day.
Well, I think that writing should bring the author some kind of happiness and
How is my story aligned with this quotation? Do you think that the quotation would disagree with Stephen King's story of writing?
Well, I don't think that this kind of writing by way of writing by Stephen King isn't the best one, because he actually was making himself write, and then he just chose some of it out of it. And I just think that this is the factor of wanting to get some money out of the writing. And if he was just doing it for himself, I bet that he wouldn't be dragging himself to write something.
Are there any forms of art which are close to writing or closer to writing than other forms?
Maybe poems, or is it the same?
Well, it is the same thing, but dance, for example, is it anything close to writing?
I think that all forms of art are close to each other equally because it can be like converted to one another. For instance, if I write a poem and I just show it to an artist, he can portray my idea through drawing.
Well, with regard to other important factors for writing, what would be your criteria for a good piece of writing?
I think that a good piece of writing should feature author's style, and it also must have like a main idea or some kind of morals. And of course it should be entertaining, but not as like action in every page, but it should just still have some kind of satisfaction to the reader.
Do you have any examples of this nature that you would quote as something which is worth reading?
Actually, like reading like different kinds of books. I really like philosophical writings, or even just like, or maybe sometimes I just like reading childish adventure books. And I really enjoy reading Harry Potter because it makes me feel as if I'm in a wizarding world.
Thank you.